USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Tropical storm Claudette causing flooding along parts of the Gulf. Claudette coming ashore this morning in southeast Louisiana. Knee-deep flooding reported in Slidell in parts of Mississippi. The National Hurricane Center estimates maximum sustained winds of 45 miles an hour. Claudette expected to weaken by tonight into a tropical depression as it moves out to sea. Some concerning news about the coronavirus. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying yesterday on ABC the Delta variant could become the dominant strain in the U.S. soon. The strain first detected in India 8 months ago, now in more than 80 countries and at least 41 U.S. states. Walensky's solution, get vaccinated, a message echoed by President Biden yesterday.
If you are unvaccinated, you're at risk of getting seriously ill or dying or spreading it. People getting seriously ill and being hospitalized due to COVID-19 are those who have not been fully vaccinated.
Yes, while the Delta variant is bad, it's not unbeatable. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
A controversial election in Iran. Chief Justice Ibrahim Raisi elected president today. The outcome considered a foregone conclusion after election officials disqualify many other candidates. Raisi, sanctioned by the U.S. and EU for his human rights record, he'll be Iran's eighth president when he takes office in over a month. Russia wants to work with the U.S. in peace. That coming from Russian President Vladimir Putin this week following his meeting with President Biden. Peace may be hard, though, if cyber attacks continue. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that issue will be a big part of U.S.-Russia relations going forward.
We set the measure at whether over the next 6 to 12 months attacks against our critical infrastructure actually decline coming out of Russia. And we believe that we've set the basis for that.
Sullivan also tells CBS News the Biden administration will use every tool available to defend U.S. interests from attacks. Georgia removing what it calls obsolete and outdated voter files from its registration rolls. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announcing yesterday that over 100,000 names will be removed from the list of registered voters to ensure the integrity of our elections. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC looking into enlarged hearts in kids getting the COVID vaccine. Here's Tim Berg.
More than 300 cases of heart inflammation after COVID-19 vaccines have been reported in young people. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said on Thursday, the CDC's independent advisory group called the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is meeting next week to review the cases. As far as if she believes the vaccines are safe for kids, she tells ABC's Good Morning America.
We certainly are looking at this carefully. We have an ACIP meeting that has been scheduled for next week, and we are going to be eager to look at the data during that meeting. What I will say is over 200 million doses of vaccine have been given, and really these events are really quite rare. They are, as you note, minor, self-limited. They generally resolve with rest and standard medications. And what we're really saying is the risk of the disease itself. We've had 300 pediatric deaths. We've had over 4,000 children with the MIS-C syndrome that have resulted in even more deaths, 36 more deaths. And so what we're really saying is in that context, these cases of mild heart inflammation, the risk of that, which are quite rare, are overwhelmed by the benefit of getting vaccinated.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.